In celebration of Black History Month, the Ottawa Public Library hosted a virtual panel titled Canadian Black History in the Making, featuring three young Black people who are creatives, leaders, and inspire social change. This event featured 20-year-old Awa Hanan Diagne, 21-year-old Laura Doyle Pien, and 16-year-old Odobi McAllister, and was hosted by Biba Tinga. Each of the panelists belong to or have created a business or organization with the goal of helping others. They were present to share their stories about the work they do and their experiences with the initiatives they are passionate about. The three young creatives described the challenges they face in running their organizations and also what it means to be young, Black, and Canadian. It was an inspiring event showcasing the dedication and resilience of Black youth. Awa founded the Woke Folk, which is an organization that focuses on funding education for young girls in Africa. Awa spoke about one of the girls she's able to sponsor through the Woke Folk.
Remember, we have a girl in Togo, her name is Joy Stella, and she's like really amazing, and she's, ever since I've known her, she's been at the top of her class, and she's just a really sweet girl, and I get amazing letters from her parents about how the scholarship is helping them.
Laura works with the World University Service of Canada Local Committee. Laura focuses their efforts on integrating refugee students into their community.
A lot of these students that are coming through the student refugee program don't know many people in Canada. Some of them don't know anyone. Some of them might have friends who were sponsored in the past, and so they have a few connections, but not necessarily in the town where they are being sponsored and where they are going to school. And so we help them, we create different social events so that they can connect with people in the community and really feel that they are part of this community as well. And the goal, a bit like the Woke Folk, is to help people have access to education. These are our students that are passionate about their studies, but unfortunately, due to various circumstances, all of their stories are different, but we're forced to migrate.
Odobi started a business called Sickle Cell Apparel to help raise money and find a cure for those suffering with sickle cell disease. Odobi explained that sickle cell disease is a genetic condition causing red blood cells to sickle, which causes lots of pain. Odobi suffers from the disease herself. Sickle cell disease mostly impacts those of African descent, so Odobi works to spread awareness to many Canadians who may not have heard of it. The panelists explained some of the challenges they face with their social justice initiatives. Awa describes two challenges she faces with running the Woke Folk.
I would say there are two main challenges in running the Woke Folk. One of them is fundraising, because it is a grassroots organization with an international mission. So a lot of grants, for example, federal grants, it's hard to qualify for them because our mission isn't local. And so we rely in that sense on a lot of like fundraising and a little like bake sales or little events like that, like I mentioned before. And that's not really possible now because of the pandemic and because I've changed schools, I'm in a new community, I'm in a new city. So I'm really trying to find my bearings already in this whole new sense. So I'm trying to kind of like reimagine how I'll fund the workflow going forward. And another, I think, a hard thing is communication, because the girls I fund are so far, sometimes they don't have access to typical ways of communication that I would use, like email isn't always as easy to get in contact with them through those channels.
Towards the end of the event, the panelists discussed what it means to be Black Canadian youth. Awa talks about hypervisibility and how Black people are portrayed in media.
One thing is hypervisibility. You feel hypervisible, but you also feel invisible, in the sense that we see Black people in the media oftentimes, but because of just the way that the media works and who controls the media, the representation isn't very positive. It's often stereotypical, and that can also harm your mental health, in the sense that you don't really see yourself reflected in the media. Like, I'm an awkward Black girl, for example. Like, I have, I'm very introverted, people would say that I don't smile a lot, and, like, all of these things that you wouldn't necessarily associate to Black people, but you never see that in the media. So then you're like, oh, am I weird? Am I not normal? What's the issue here? Why can't I just see myself? And then look at the show, and you see all of these white people, these different, like, white people who are exuberant, who are timid, who have this, like, really this complexity, but you don't sit with other communities. So, yeah, I guess, like, even though you could turn on the TV and see a Black character, for example, for the most part, it's really, like, reducing the experience to one uniform format that isn't true for most Black people.
Laura talks about her experiences as a Black Canadian youth, as someone who is biracial and a part of the LGBTQ community.
I think the lack of representation in the medias and in books and in history is something that can have a big toll on someone's mental health. I know for myself, it has for a long time. But I think it also brings a feeling of responsibility. Because if we're not creating these events, and if we're not making these panels, and if we're not pushing our schools for better history curriculums, and if we're not organizing events during Black History Month or asking our schools to recognize it, then when are we ever going to learn about ourselves? So it comes with this feeling of responsibility for ourselves and for the people that come after us. But at the same time, I think it's not all negative, because it makes it so that I feel so much pride and inspiration of being part of Black communities in Canada, because there are so many people that are doing wonderful things. Awa Adobe and you, Biba, are part of these people. But it is probably driven by that sense of responsibility towards each other. But it brings so much inspiration to be part of this vibrant community that has a wonderful history of organizing and resisting and making change. So yes, it brings a lot of pride for me.